have no interest in having my own voice leak in so you can isolate it. So I listen and watch, and Six takes care of everything else.
I still need to pee, Lee said.
Six?
Two said. Lee could hear Six move, and suddenly a portion of the hard bottom of her chair disappeared.
Go ahead,
Two said. You're kidding, Lee said.
I'm afraid not,
Two said.
Again, apologies, but you can't honestly expect me to unbind you. Even naked and blind, a Colonial Defense Forces soldier is a formidable opponent. There is a pan underneath your chair that will catch your waist. Six will then deal with it.
I feel as if I should apologize to Six, Lee said, especially because eventually I will have to do something else than pee.
This is not Six's first time doing this,
Two said.
We're all professionals here.
How reassuring, Lee said. Then she made an inward shrug and relieved herself. After she was finished, there was a scrape as a pan was removed and another scraping sound as the bottom of her chair was replaced. There were steps, followed by a door opening and then closing.
Your compatriots told me that you are Lieutenant Heather Lee of the Colonial Defense Forces ship Turbingen,
Two said. That's right,